together.
Welcome to the Colin Economics Report, a weekly look at financial and political topics relating to asset-based investing. Guests on this program pay no fees to appear, and guests and hosts disclose any equity interest in companies' profile. Now, the Colin Economics Report.
We're going to spend the first three segments of this program talking with, you know, a couple of really good friends of mine. Dan Pacenti. Dan has been on the show a number of times, very outspoken, but a very well-informed gentleman. He is a CPA. He is a financial advisor in San Francisco. And, of course, Marshall Barrel. Marshall is the co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. And I have to say, in the interest of full disclosure, that the little blonde lady who I have been living with for the past 36 years, and I have a couple of bucks in the Encompass Fund, and we're pretty happy about that. We're going to deal with some subjects here that I think are particularly interesting. And the subject that I'd like to start with right now is the question of, should the Bush tax cuts stop or should the Bush tax cuts continue into the future? And we were talking about this earlier today. Marshall and Dan feel very strongly that these Bush tax cuts are very good for the economy. If we go back to the previous taxation system in 2011, that would be bad for the economy. Who wants to weigh in on that one first?
Oh, I'll start. I would say first thing is we got to stop calling them the Bush tax cuts. We have a tax system. The system is designed to raise money to finance government. The problem we have is that we keep tinkering with it. Our Congress, in their infinite wisdom, sunsets things. They don't have enough faith in the things they pass that they say they're only going to last for 8 years or 10 years. And the mistake we make is that we create systems that don't last. If they don't endure, people can't plan their affairs. Businesses can't plan their affairs. Individuals can't plan their affairs. The mistake we're running into now is we got to decide what the great people in Washington, the great brain trust, is going to do now, when, in fact, we ought to have a system that actually is something you can count on, a system of taxation that's fair, for one, and by fair, I mean treats everybody equally or close to equally, which it does not do. And now the talk really is to now change the system again, and most likely they want to change it for the top-line folks and still continue to give breaks for the bottom-line people and create more of a socialist type of a system.
Dan, the pundits are saying right now, the various op-ed folks and the rest of it are saying, look, the economy is in terrible, terrible shape. No question about that. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to increase taxes because the government needs more revenue. The general line of thinking right now is if the highly wealthy people, the top 3% or whatever it is, and I think it's around the top 3% of the United States, are allowed tax cuts, that's revenue that the government isn't going to get.
Well, I disagree with that first, because lower systems of taxation actually encourage more economic activity. The problem we keep talking about here over and over again is that we keep trying to micromanage the system, which is the mistake. We've got to get away from doing that. And the other thing I would say is if you define government as what it is today, which I think is an improper definition, it's extra constitutional, it's not the system that our forefathers ever imagined. We have given our leaders too much authority over parts of our lives which were never contemplated in our Constitution. And that's the problem. If you want to finance this crazy system now that's not accounted for properly and does all kinds of things that were not authorized in the Constitution, then yeah, you're probably not bringing in enough money. But the problem is we are doing too many things at the federal level and at the state level, I would say as well. And that's your bigger problem. They should start paring that back, and people should not be giving away so much of their freedoms to these people and having so much of their money taken out of their pockets.
Marshall, what's the answer?
Well, unfortunately, Al, there is no the answer. It's a combination of things. As Dan points out, there's a big problem with the spending that's going on in the federal government, as well as many of the state governments, and the revenue isn't there to support the spending. So the spending is certainly one major factor. The other part of it is the revenue that's coming in, and they talk about Bush tax cuts. It's not a tax cut. When they passed the changes in the tax laws the early part of this decade, they put them in to expire at the end of 2010 because that's how they could make it work for their own purpose, they being Congress's purposes of budgetary process looking out 10 years. Now we've reached, we're reaching the end of 2010, and a number of these changes are scheduled to expire, and the question is, do they or don't they? Your original question of how will it affect the economy, the answer is absolutely yes. Certainly with regards to what the income tax rates are, which is one of the aspects, with regards to what the tax rate is for dividends, what the tax rate is for capital gains, will each affect the economy and affect how people operate. And as Dan points out, one of the big problems that we have currently is the uncertainty of what is going to be the law come January 1, 2011. Does the capital gains rate go from 15% to 20% as it is scheduled to do, which is a 33% increase? Does dividends, qualified dividends, which are now taxed at 15%, go to a regular income tax rate, which could be as high as 39.5% for a high-income earner who's in a 39.5-cent bracket if the rates that are scheduled to go into effect January 1 do go into effect, and if so, at what level? $250,000 for a couple or $200,000? Those are the issues. Those are the debates that's going on. Unfortunately, here we are at the end of August, and there's no clarity. There's no real direction about what the answers are going to be, and that uncertainty, I think, is contributing to the difficulties that the stock market is having about how do you value companies, how do you assess the economy.
Let's draw a similarity between a country club and the United States, okay? If Marshall and Dan and Al want to play golf at a country club, they have to pay the dues, okay? Purely and simply. Let's say the United States is basically a country club. If we want to participate in our country, shouldn't we, as successful business people, be willing to pay the dues?
Well, the answer is yes, you should be willing to pay the dues, but using your analogy, it's how fancy a country club. Which country club? I'm from San Francisco. In San Francisco, we have Harding Park, which is a municipal golf course. And I'm not a golfer, so I don't know what the greens fees are or the cost to play a round of golf, but I'm going to say it's $75 or $100, maybe higher, maybe lower. Down the coast from us is Pebble Beach. There, you can be a member of the club, or you, a member of the public can come on, and as I understand, it's $400 or $500 to play a round of golf.
Okay, but let's liken the United States to Pebble Beach.
But if you say it's liking it to a country club, how fancy a country club? What is the United States willing to have by way of amenities and location and all to pay for? And that, to me, is what would be applicable to your analogy that the United States is like a country club. Yes, but different people want to have a different level of amenities and location and quality of the greens, et cetera, and that's where the different costs are going to come in.
Okay, so what you're saying is the basic premise is that the United States has to live within their means, number one, okay?
No question about it. Or should. It doesn't have to.
Of course.
It's not doing it now, but it should.
And I agree with that 1,000%. And your premise, and we're going to take a break here so our sponsors basically can tell their story, but what your premise is basically that the United States as a country has to set certain parameters. Once those parameters are set, you know, and I'm including within those parameters things like how much money is the government going to spend, how much money is the government going to cut, etc., you're saying the rescissions of the tax cuts are illogical because the tax cuts will generate more revenue for the government by increasing business. We're going to be right back.
Al Corlin's firm, A.B. Corlin & Associates Incorporated, provides consulting services to public companies on matters of regulatory compliance. To find out more, follow the link from www.kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back after this brief timeout.
You've seen our SinoFresh banner on the GCN website.
Yet your sinusitis is still a problem.
Are you waiting for your sinusitis to go away by itself?
Are you waiting for a SinoFresh discount?
Okay, here it comes.
But first, the facts.
67 other products merely treat symptoms.
And not the cause of sinus problems.
And 37 million Americans suffer from sinus distress just like you. But now many are finding relief with the only patent-protected homeopathic nasal product that antiseptically eliminates the known causes of sinusitis. SinoFresh.
Now, here's your limited-time discount offer to use SinoFresh.
Call 888-906-3636 right now for $2 off per bottle when you mention GCN. That's it. Just call 888-906-3636 and mention GCN for a $2 discount.
But hurry, this offer is only for the first 1,000 customers.
Call 888-906-3636. 888-906-3636. Call right now for $2 off per bottle.
Mention GCN.
Buy SinoFresh.com. It works.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
The food storage industry leader has done it again.
Introducing FDG Clubs and Survival Bucks from the Freeze Dry Guy. For over 39 years, the Freeze Dry Guy has served various government agencies and the private sector with the finest in storable foods and emergency rations. If you've wanted to build emergency food supplies but couldn't afford it,
now you can.
Go to freezedryguy.com, click on products, and look for the Freeze Dry Guy Clubs to pay as you go.
Now you can build food storage without going into debt.
Choose from a payment range of $95 to $450 per month.
Our clubs work with everyone's budget.
Plus, when you join Freeze Dry Guy Clubs, you'll get additional rewards. For example, this month, get 10% back in survival bucks on all purchases in the Freeze Dry Guy product line, plus free shipping within the lower 48 states on any order amounts. Hurry, go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. The Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LightBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery and just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
I'm told that it has everything.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Your weekly fix on finance and investing. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. I'm chatting with my two really close friends, Dan Pacenti of Whitehall Parker Securities and Marshall Barrell, co-portfolio manager of the Encompass Fund. We're over in Clarkston, Washington, actually, on a site visit. More on that later. But, you know, we were talking about my analogy of the United States as being a country club, and during the break, I got to say, Dan took exception to that analogy. He said, come on, the U.S. isn't a country club. Dan, my premise is that if you want to exist in an environment, you got to pay the price.
Yeah, I just dispute this environment. I think it's the wrong environment. It wasn't anticipated by our founders, and I think it's a mistake to try and get people through. I mean, you can plot this. You can look back over very controlled economies. You can look at the Soviets. You can look at Venezuela today. And you can go and pull it back closer to what we have today in our federal government. Look at one of our states. Look at New Jersey. Look
sure.
what they did.
Okay.
The more you try and control people's lives, the more government takes over, you see the damage it does. So what you're suggesting here is that we need to pay this price, this exorbitant price for government that's way too heavy-handed and is in far too many parts of our lives. And I dispute that. That's where we've gone wrong. That's why we can't pay our bills. That's why Social Security, Medicare, and Medicaid, which for some reason doesn't get talked about at the federal level, which is the primary problem, that has gotten away from us because our government's trying to do too much for us. So the country club analogy is not proper. It's a luxury item. It's something that you and I would like to do. I sometimes, a few shots around, I fancy myself a golfer. And so I like to go and play golf and go to a course. And I'll spend the $500+ at Pebble Beach because it's a nice place and it's a memory. But the typical person needs to live under a system that works for a variety of different people.
I stand corrected. You've made a very, very valid point. And that point is the United States, like a family, has to live within their means.
Well, that's far different than the analogy to a country club.
Of course
and
it
the,
is.
And the difficulty now is that a few years ago, under the Bush administration, or in the Bush administration, the United States was running deficits of $400 or $500 billion. Now we're running deficits of $1.4 trillion, or $1.5 trillion. The deficit is been tripled in the last couple of years, and the country cannot stay on that course, and it has to be changed, and it gets back to the spending and the revenue, but it has to be changed.
How do we do that? Boy, I'm hearing a lot of silence here, a lot of dead air.
I'll take that one.
How do we do that?
We kind of addressed that earlier today. We need an honest person who will speak honestly, speak clearly, discuss our history, discuss our culture, discuss our Constitution, tell people that everybody has to make some sacrifices, that we've gone way off the line. Somebody who was not ashamed, and in my case, I'm a conservative small government person, but it would have to be someone who's not ashamed of his conservatism, because there's nothing to be ashamed of.
No.
In fact, conservatism, the belief in markets, the belief in basic rights, the belief in small government, those have provided more for people than this nanny state that we're creating that creates a bunch of handout people that don't actually support the culture of this country. And I don't mean that in a bad way. Everybody gets fearful when they hear terms like that. Nobody's trying to shut anybody out. We're trying to create a system that works, an effective economy that works, that's large enough that it employs a large number of people, that doesn't exclude people. And that's the problem. When you try to get involved, when the government tries to design things, it has no track record of doing that. It's a large failure in those areas. So it should stay out. And there's no record in history of anybody, of any government, being able to do it for any extended period of time. And yet we keep getting suckered into that view. We got suckered into it with Obama, with his vague talk about things. And now we're seeing the price of it, where he has deficits running for 10 years in large amounts with no plan to see those reduced to any level that's sustainable. And I don't know how people can tolerate it, but until somebody who comes in who's honest, a candidate who will tell people what's what and explain the numbers to them, we're going to continue to have this problem.
It has to be clearly understood that there is no free lunch, regardless of what it may seem like or regardless of what you would like or what you want it to be. There is no free lunch. And the excessive spending, certainly far in excess of what the government's revenues are these days, for the federal government and many states, it cannot be sustained because it's going to be paid for by us, by our children, by our grandchildren, either in a lower quality of life, a lower standard of living, more expensive interest rates. less affordability of houses or cars or whatever, and it's really a combination of those factors. And so it's going to take a realization that we cannot supply everything to everybody, that there are limits, and they have to be recognized and employed, and in my personal view, employed at the personal level, the individual level, rather than at the government level, as Dan was talking about, because the government cannot effectively make those decisions for the mass of people. The decisions need to be made on an individual basis, at an individual level, the family level, some more personal responsibility than unfortunately we tend to see in many instances these days.
But in reality, given the number of people who are really expecting, and this is a big problem in the United States, in my humble opinion, a large percentage of our population is expecting something for nothing. They believe in entitlements, okay? And I believe that the government supports that. I believe that we've gotten off the road of effective capitalism, okay? Given that fact, it's like you're talking to a kid who's overweight, you want him to lose weight, and so you say you've got to go on a diet, and he's going to say, I feel fine, I don't need that. Right?
Well, that may be right, but you have to say to him that's not going to continue in the future.
But when the majority of the country perhaps believes that, what are the odds of turning this thing around?
It's questionable if the majority of the country believes that. Certainly what some of those beliefs are is going to be indicated come the beginning of November when we have an election and when people make a decision with regards to the people that are elected to the Congress and elected in the state legislatures.
Dan, final words, 30 seconds.
I got to be telling you, I have been totally unimpressed with the people who speak to the argument of small government. And the history of this country and the Constitution of this country. I think we haven't had anyone that I've seen in the last, anyone of any substance, anyone who's running for a major office. It certainly wasn't John McCain in the last election. These people apologized for their positions. And until you have somebody who can make that argument, Ronald Reagan made the argument reasonably well and did fine. And, until that happens, you're just not going to see it.
Well, I guess so. The only thing I can say is we hope it's going to happen. We hope that we'll see a change in November. Is it going to happen? We're going to have to wait and see. Big Al's going to be right back.
To find out more about today's guests, visit us on the web at www.kereport.com. You're listening to the Corlin Economics Report. We'll be back in a moment.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
What is a wind generator?
How can the wind produce power for a small cabin?
How can wind energy be stored and used during an emergency?
Can I assemble my own wind generator?
For answers to questions about wind power, visit windbluepower.com. Did you know the wind could provide your family with emergency power? It can with a wind generator from windbluepower.com. Learn how our amazing LifeBreeze wind generator kits start charging a 12-volt battery in just 6 mile per hour wind. Or see the new Cyclone X2 dual kit featuring two wind generators on just one tower. And learn why schools and universities across the country utilize our products to teach about wind power and alternative energy at windbluepower.com. All kits qualify qualify for a 30% IRS tax credit for residential energy efficient property. Enter coupon code RADIO for a 5% discount at windbluepower.com. That's windbluepower.com. Or call 800-976-0026. That's 800-976-0026.
No one likes foreclosure. You won't say, think, or even consider foreclosure with ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Why? Because ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com guarantees to stop your foreclosure for at least 2 years with no payments, no bankruptcy, and no negotiating. Thinking loan modification? That still keeps you in default. Zero Debt in 90 days is the only proven system that keeps you in your house for as long as you want to stay, while making it possible to even get clear title to your house. No, we are not investors, bankers, attorneys, or real estate agents. We are a group of people just like you that are sick and tired of the housing crash, and we've helped thousands avoid foreclosure since 1993. Please visit our website today, ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com, or call to see how we can help save you tens of thousands of dollars and save your home. Call 800-477-9256. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Guaranteed to stop foreclosure.
Why almost all politicians, teachers, and preachers are dead wrong about how to keep this country from becoming a total dictatorship. If that headline got your attention, then you know the only way back.
The only way back to true freedom and liberty in America.
Have you ever wondered about whether your personal and religious liberty will survive?
After all, what good are gold, silver, and survival supplies in a concentration camp?
And have you ever thought about what kind of America you're leaving to your kids and grandkids? Then theonlywayback.com is an open online letter you must read. Find out where true liberty comes from and discover the foundations of freedom by going to theonlywayback.com. If you're a patriot who truly wants to help rebuild this nation, call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Or visit theonlywayback.com and do it today. It's the only way back. On air, online,
and on demand.
They say we offer simple answers to complex problems.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Providing unique reporting on markets and companies since 1990. This is the Corlin Economics Report.
Okay, welcome back. My buddy Roger Wiegand is in the studio with me right now. I want to remind everybody, by the way, that Roger does a market close every day at www.kereport.com. Appreciate him doing that, and I have to tell you, he does a great job, and those of you folks who don't listen to it, you need to tune in. Okay, we're going to talk a little bit about politics right now. The Wall Street Journal last Wednesday, the 25th, front page. Palin ally upends politics in Alaska. Here's a quote. Tea Party favorite Joe Miller appeared close to ousting Republican Senator Lisa Murkowski, leaving former Governor Sarah Palin poised to draw more blood in a long-running feud with the Murkowski family. Okay, let's talk a little bit about the Tea Party, Raj. You know, you and I are both conservatives, but we're both what I would consider to be sensible conservatives. I think, in theory, a lot of the Tea Party folks have the right idea, but, you know, I think they also go over the line in some areas. What's your opinion?
Well, the interesting thing about the Tea Party group is that it started out as an unorganized group of people who were generally angry about government spending.
Sure, and a lot of people are angry about that.
Yes, and the government health care plan, and specifically, and some other problems that we're all facing, but they don't really belong to a political party. A lot of people are saying that they belong to the GOP, and they are very conservative. And while some of them may, in fact, be members of the GOP, generally they represent themselves as being common consumer citizens who are just generally angry about the government waste and government spending and government policies in general. I think that there is concern in the GOP that some of these people will, in fact, vote as independents, which would take votes away from the GOP, diluting their position and benefiting the Democrats. That may or may not happen. some of the good analysts in politics that that we've watched, Dick Morris for one, seems to think that there's going to be a landslide this fall for the GOP, both in the Senate and the House. I'm not so sure that's going to happen.
I wouldn't bet on that. I really wouldn't. You know, I'll tell you, one of the things about that article that bothered me a little bit is I don't know Sarah Palin personally at all, okay? And I don't know her family, and all I know is what I read in the conventional press, and all I know is what I read in, for lack of better terms, the conservative press. And I don't like what I'm reading, and the reason I say that is because it's my opinion, and this is not a fact, and I'm not trying to slander the woman at all, because I think she's very charismatic, etc. But I don't think that she has what it takes. I think she's, in my opinion, she's the reason, one of the reasons that John McCain lost the election. Because people looked at her, and yeah, the press had a field day with her, and oftentimes unfairly. But I have to tell you, you know, I know a number of politicians. Again, she's probably has the biggest heart in the world, but I don't think that she has the background to assume the role of President of the United States. And I think what she's doing right now is actually hurting the Republican Party in general.
I'm not sure that she's generally hurting them in general, but I think that I would have to agree and say that I don't think that she's really qualified to be president or vice president of the United States. I think that because of her speaking ability and her connections with
great
the Fox Network.
She could be a great orator.
She can do good things for her political party by being on the stump, so to speak, with some of the other people that are running in various offices around the lower 48 in Alaska. I think that in that role and in the role of her book, I think she can do great things. She can earn plenty of money and get all her bills paid from the last campaign. There's no question she's being successful. But I don't think that she should really be in a position where she is chairman of the party, a vice president, or a presidential candidate. Some people are suited for those jobs. Other are not.
You know, I think the problem there, and again, we are not stating facts. Roger and I are simply giving you our personal opinions. But, you know, I read Mrs. Palin's book, it was okay. I read another book that I would highly recommend called Game Change, which was basically a history of the events surrounding the 2008 election. And based on, quite frankly, both of those books, I am convinced that John McCain, at least in Al Corlin's mind, made a mistake picking her.
Well, there seemed to be a spurt in popularity and activity when she first got picked.
Exactly.
But after things got settled down a little bit and they got into the routine of the campaign and people were really looking at her background, her credentials, and her experience, I think that at that point many people were wary of the idea of having her in the number two position in the government in the United States.
Well, but, you know, fortunately in the United States, you know, we live in a free country and you know, everybody has the right to run for that particular office. Everybody also has the right to express their opinions on people that are in that position. Now, I have to tell you, what I think this country needs right now, you know, we've got some important elections coming up in November, and then in 2012, we have another very important election coming up. My personal opinion is unless the Republican Party can get people out there who are credible individuals who can stand up and say, we've got to make some sacrifices. This country is headed down the wrong path. This is what we believe we have to do to straighten it out. And, baby, it ain't going to be easy. Unless the Republicans come out with somebody like that who can effectively carry that message, which I think anybody would agree is a true message, I think we're cooked.
No, I would agree with that. I think that they do have some candidates that would be credible and could do a good job. The governors of Minnesota and Indiana have been named. Also, Romney has been named. He's been interviewed
again.
I think he's still up for the job, and he's got the money and the backing to really jump in there and get the job done.
Mm-hmm.
So there's three candidates probably that would have a better chance than perhaps someone like John McCain or Sarah Palin.
Well, you know, again, what we need is in this country, and I kind of want to end on this note. We've got a couple of minutes here, but in this country, people need to be aware, number one, of the trouble that we're in. People need to be aware of basic economics, what it takes to get out of this trouble, and we need credible people to stand up there and portray that message, whether they're Republicans or Democrats. You know, they need to do that. It's the time for platitudes, the time for pie in the sky is over, in my opinion.
The thing that I think is needed more than anything is the GOP, if they're going to have any kind of success, they need to come with a very simple, straightforward platform. Nothing very complicated, but just four or five key points that the American people are most interested in, and then everybody sign up, so to speak, and agree to follow those key points, and then express them consistently and stay on message, and then put up a good candidate, and then I think they've got a good job.
Well, the question is, though, are the American people, and I want to end with this question, are the American people as a whole willing to accept the dire situation that we're in and willing to accept the necessary actions to change the direction we're going in?
I'm worried about it because of all the apathy that I see.
Yeah, and I think that's a good point, and I think it's very, very sad. And it's where Roger and I are over here with some other folks in Idaho visiting a mining property, and we've obviously been chatting, during the visit and socially at night on political issues. And I have to say, everyone over here is very, very concerned, as I am. And at the risk of getting dramatic, which I'm not going to do at this particular point, I think opinions need to be expressed that perhaps a lot of folks would consider to be not mainstream. Thank God we live in a free country and we can express those opinions. Big Al's going to be right back.
Question. What would you rather drink? Acidic water, which burns holes in your body and causes loss of bone mass? Or alkaline water, which promotes high energy and vibrant health? The answer is clear. And if you're drinking acidic water, you're helping cancer cells and bacteria to grow out of control. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals. Using Plasma pH Drops is the best way to alkalize your water and help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops in the water you drink to raise the pH to a healthy alkaline level. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. Disease organisms like bacteria, viruses, or cancer cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-409-1776. Again, 269-409-1776.
Here's a question. If you have a septic system, did you know that proper maintenance can save you thousands of dollars in costly and unnecessary repairs? The answer is simple. Use septic system injector treatments made specifically for your home or business, available only at SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Made in the U.S., guaranteed to reduce sludge and odor by continuously cleaning your septic system, drain pipes, and leach field, this non-hazardous patented injector system contains billions of natural active bacteria and enzymes proven to digest household waste. With every flush, millions of enzyme-active bacteria flow through your system, breaking down organic waste. Only Simple Septic Solutions' natural eco-friendly products keep your septic system unclogged and free-flowing, claims other products can't make. Installation is simple and lasts for 4 full months. Visit SimpleSepticSolutions.com. That's SimpleSepticSolutions.com. Or call 508-759-0010. That's 508-759-0010.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
Gulf War vets,
9/11 workers,
people around the Gulf oil spill fumes,
all were exposed to toxic chemicals in the air and became ill.
Even in your home, air contamination can make you sick.
You have been exposed to airborne toxic particulate matter and volatile organic compounds causing fatigue, flu-like symptoms, or worse.
Protect yourself.
You cannot trust anyone to do it for you. Clean the air in your home or workplace with a HealthMate Plus air purifier. Call airfiltersandpurifiers.com for answers on how to purify the air you breathe. Contact airfiltersandpurifiers.com and ask about the HealthMate Plus. The HealthMate Plus is capable of trapping 99.97% of all polluting particulates. Buy the HealthMate Plus today with no tax, free shipping, a 5-year warranty, and a 30-day money-back guarantee. Go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com. GCN listeners get a 5% discount by using promo code GCN. Call 800-499-2418 or go to airfiltersandpurifiers.com, your trusted advisor for clean air.
How do you spell hard-hitting talk radio?
GCN.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back. You're listening to the weekend edition of the Corlin Economics Report. I am Al Corlin. We're over here in Idaho. We visited today. We visited a mine site owned by Premium Exploration, and the president of the company, Del Steiner, a fellow who you're all aware of because he's been on the show a number of times, took us all around along with some of the other staff from Premium, and we're going to give you a bit of a summary as to what we saw over here. Helping me out are a couple of good friends of mine, a couple of very sharp analysts, Sean Broderick, number one, with Weiss Research, number two, Rick Ackerman from Rick's Picks, and obviously Del Steiner, the president of the company, is here. And Del, what I would like to do here, and this is totally unscripted, as you know, these guys can ask you whatever questions they want. Does that work for you?
Works for me fine now.
Okay, Sean, start out, buddy.
Well, first, I would like to make an observation, which is that many explorers and even beyond explorers, companies that know what they're going to develop, many of them think they know what they have, but they're still kind of reaching around, you know, and like they're still trying to prove up to something that's in the, you know, 200,000, 300,000 ounces. You guys have 549,000 ounces in NI 43101 proven in just one small spot of the map we were looking at today. And you've been stepping out from that. Every single hole hits something. You found a new zone underneath. So my question to you is, I mean, with all this coming on, how do you not let it go to your head? Because you are living out many explorers' dreams at this point. How do you keep rock steady on that?
Well, Dale is getting ready to answer that question. I just want to say one thing. I've known this guy for 25 years. I visited this property 25 years ago. And you know what? Mr. Steiner is a bulldog. He doesn't let go, and that's why he's successful.
Thank you very much, Alan. Sean, basically, this is a fickle business, as we all know, very speculative, and often what you think you have on a exploration target is not what you think it is. We've been lucky enough on this project to have the previous work done by Cyprus AMAX, and Kinross, which basically outlined this inferred 43101, 549,000 ounce resource. We took the data that had been accumulated over the past 20 years on this property, digitized it into a format that worked for us along with several hundred map sheets so that we started out with a world-class database to start developing from, which makes, of course, our job much easier, along with GEMCOM software, a excellent modeling software from which we can get real-time cross-sections off the core logging to pick drill holes from. So in this case, it's easy to keep from getting a big hit because we're developing 4% of this shear zone in this project with the hope that we can advance this part of it to in excess of 1 million ounces and have substantially larger target going forward.
Well, we're hoping right now, and talking with Michael today, your chief geologist, if I'm not mistaken now, he's hoping to be able to put out news that approximates the numbers that you were just talking about right after the first of the year. Okay, what I'd like to do is I'd like to turn it over now to Rick. You are, in your newsletter, Rick's Picks, you follow publicly traded mining companies. You've been on mine site visits with us before. You were down in Mexico with us recently visiting a site down there. What questions would you have for Dell?
Well, it was an enjoyable visit. I haven't visited many mines, but I have to say that the enthusiasm runs very high on your site. I'm sort of curious that this shear zone has a history. Beam has been there. Kinross has been there. And they saw the same things that have excited you, and I know that they bailed earlier because the price wasn't there. But I'm just wondering if you've had any expressions of regret from previous owners or whether they might want to come back for seconds because, you've described this the site as structurally very controlled. In other words, you have reliable mineralization along a very long strip. So it seems like everybody would be after it.
Good question, Rick, and that's one of the most oft questions we get is, well, if it's so good, why aren't they still on it? And the reality is that each of those companies only worked on a small segment of the shear zone, thinking it was more potty in nature rather than this long linear crack in the earth's surface that mineralized this whole area. I've had recent conversations with Beeman, in fact, with the loss of our CEO, Will Strzok, on July 3rd, who had worked for Beeman, in fact, on this zone at a recent get-together in Vancouver. I talked to Clive Johnson and other Beeman people. Clive was the president CEO of Beeman at that time. Beema later, as everybody knows, sold to Kinross. So Kinross owns Beema at this point in time. But Clive was talking about always having the feeling that there was more there, but not being able to get to it using vertical reverse circulation drilling technique that they used at that time. So it really wasn't until we digitized this thing and got a look at the continuity of this whole structure, which is entirely new to anything any other company has looked at on the project, did we determine the possibility of this long linear feature with these inflection zones that are going to potentially contain deposits. So those guys have never seen what we've seen.
All right.
Well, I just have a follow-up question because you brought up something good, and you and I have not discussed this, and if it's not a question I can ask legally, you can just say, go mind your own business. But here's the thing. If I had that kind of small company sitting on that big resource, and of course it's going to take a lot of money to actually develop it, at some point down the road, a couple of years maybe, I'd look for a larger partner. What point are you going to have to be at before you would look for a larger partner to actually develop that?
Excellent question also, Sean. We look at what we would call an exit point or an exit procedure in a development like this because to develop a mine that will eventually develop on our Friday project is probably a $300 million development. And, of course, you can develop parts of that with equity and gold loans and various ways, but you're always diluting the mothership, so to speak, because you have to use some equity. So we think that we're probably looking at a 2 million ounce plus position before we're interested in dealing with a major, and part of that's because of our share structure. Because of the trap we found ourselves in and the dilution we had to suffer coming out of the 2008 crash, we have enough stock out at this point in time that we think we have to get to 2 million ounces to get our price to the point that it makes sense to vend at least the first project, the Friday, to a major. But that still leaves us with the balance of Deadwood and Buffalo Gulch to develop. So premium can be exploring while somebody else is making minds on this thing for the next 5 to 7 years.
Bob Moriarty was out here from 321 Gold, a good buddy of mine, was out here, what, a month or so ago, 3 weeks ago or whatever. And Bob was very, very keen on the project because of some of the placer showings. Could you elaborate on that?
The old adage, the best place to find a mine is where somebody's already mined, holds particularly true in an area like this or a grand area, because there's very little outcrop. There's a lot of soil development under the trees with a lot of timber on these areas. So you have very little surface indication that this system is there, even though it comes to surface. But this placer that runs for 20 kilometers on the Crooked River alongside of the strike of this shear zone had to come from someplace. And in fact, the area was not glaciated, so it's not transport gold. We feel that it has come off the shear zone, which gives us a real target start identification for geophysics, along with the airborne 28 kilometers of airborne geophysics we've just flown that we will be, we're just starting to get data back on, and we'll have that mapped and ready to look at probably in the next 4 or 5 weeks. Fugro out of Canada flew that for us.
I think what I find to be really interesting about this project, aside from the passion that you, Dell, and the rest of the team have, I mean, you guys have been working this thing for a long time, and it looks like finally, I don't want to say the end is in sight, but it would appear that some very, very good news could be right around the corner. One thing that I didn't realize, or I want to mention this, and then we'll have to take a real quick break here, but one thing that I didn't realize is the magnitude of the property, the size of the property. I mean, you're talking a strike length of an asset that's somewhere around 12 miles, if I'm not mistaken.
That's correct, Alan. Okay. That's only the part we're looking at.
Listen, Big Al's going to be right back with Sean Broderick, Dell Steiner, and Rick Ackerman. Stick around.
For our upcoming appearance schedule, visit kereport.com. The Corlin Economics Report will be back in just a moment.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.